Chapter 10. The Engagement is Broken. A few days later, Miss Clack went to Montague Square again. As she and Rachel were drinking tea in the drawing room, they suddenly heard a servant calling,
"Miss Rachel! Where are you? Miss Rachel!"
"In here,"
called Rachel. The servant entered the drawing room. His face was white.
"Please come quickly, miss,"
he urged.
"My lady has fainted."
"Call the doctor,"
Rachel ordered, and ran out of the room. She was soon at her mother's side. She took Lady Verinder's head in her arms and waited for the doctor to arrive. When he did, he sent Rachel out of the room. A few minutes later, the doctor gave Rachel the sad news. Her mother had died. In her will, Lady Verinder requested that her brother-in-law, Godfrey Ablewhite's father, officially become Rachel's guardian until Rachel either married or reached the age of 21. Now, the engagement between Godfrey and Rachel was no longer a secret. Godfrey's father wanted to make life as pleasant as possible for the wealthy young lady who was going to marry his son. He rented a quiet home nearby for Rachel to live in with Godfrey's sister until the wedding day. One day, Mr. Bruff, the lawyer, came to visit Rachel in her new home and took her for a walk after lunch. Miss Clack was not happy. She was now occupied in trying to save Rachel's soul, and she had hoped that Rachel would accompany her to the afternoon church service. During their walk together, Mr. Bruff told Rachel that he had received a question about the contents of Lady Verinder's will. The question was from Godfrey Ablewhite. The will said that Rachel would inherit two houses which she could live in, but on condition that she did not sell them. In this way, Lady Verinder had protected her daughter against losing everything to a greedy husband.
"Godfrey's real intentions will become clear now that he has this information," Mr. Bruff said to Rachel. "It all depends on his financial situation. If he is not desperate for money, he will still want to marry you. If, on the other hand, he needs a lot of money urgently, he will not be able to use your money, and therefore he will not marry you."
When the church service finished, Miss Clack hurried back to see Rachel. As she entered the house, she met Rachel and Mr. Bruff standing in the hallway. Rachel looked very thoughtful, and Mr. Bruff was looking at her with great respect.
"Are you sure of your decision?"
the lawyer was asking. "Very sure," replied Rachel. And with a nod of his head, Mr. Bruff left. Immediately, Rachel sent a message to Godfrey that she wished to see him that afternoon. The meeting between Rachel and Godfrey went well, for the simple reason that they both wanted to break the engagement. She told him that she had made her promise too quickly, and that he should try to find happiness with another woman. Godfrey, for his part, said that to take a wife who loved another man was not a good basis for marriage.
"I shall make the announcement," Rachel said. "I shall say that I have thought about it, and that I am satisfied it will be best for both of us if we part."
The following morning, Godfrey's mother and father came to see Rachel. Miss Clack was already there. Mr. Ablewhite asked Rachel whether she had agreed to marry his son a few weeks earlier. Rachel answered him clearly.
"I did, sir," she said.
At this, Mr. Ablewhite was unable to control his temper.
"You think that my son is not good enough for you?"
he exclaimed.
"I always suspected that."
The old man turned purple with anger. His wife tried to calm him, but she was unable to. Miss Clack was shocked. She could not understand why Rachel did not wish to marry the wonderful Godfrey Ablewhite. She thought she should say something, and she cleared her throat.
"Dear Mr. Ablewhite," she began. Mr. Ablewhite opened his mouth.
But before he could say a word, Miss Clack continued, "As a friend who is used to assisting others, especially in times of great need, please allow me to try and help you." She held up her Bible.
"I do not wish to hear what either you or the Bible has to say,"
shouted Mr. Ablewhite angrily. Miss Clack gasped, and pulled out one of her religious readings, which she handed to Mr. Ablewhite.
"I think you should read this," she said.
But the old man tore up the reading and threw it on the floor. Then he turned to Rachel.
"From this moment, I shall not act as your guardian, Miss Verinder," he said. "I suggest that you leave this house as soon as possible."
Mr. Ablewhite then asked his wife to call the carriage, and they both left the house. Rachel quickly sent a message to Mr. Bruff and told him what had happened. The lawyer invited her to live with him and his family. She accepted gratefully. Miss Clack tried to convince her to come and live with her instead, so she could continue her work to save Rachel's soul. However, Rachel refused, and Miss Clack went home unhappily.